For some reason, I would have took Sam.
The
Sam
thing Donald. I don't like about Sam Darnold, man, is he's a turnover machine, man. And in the NFL,
he was.
It's not like college. You last have to
year,
protect the football.
Last year he was, but he had a good year before that year. I just think he's a little bit more NFL ready. Becker's very accurate. That's the thing. Becker's very accurate. So once he gets a grasp of the offense, he'll be all right. It's just Hugh Jackson. I don't know what you're doing, man. I mean, Tyrod is just look, y'all. Let's keep it real. Tyrod is Alex Smith. You know, I'm gonna manage the game, dip and dunk. But you gotta take shots. Yeah. That's why he got out of there and got sent to Washington. Yeah. Now you got Patrick Mahomes. So Tyrod is that guy. You get flashback. Josh Gordon. Shout out to Josh Gordon. Flash is back. You got Jarvis Landry. You have Carlos Hyde. You know, you need somebody back there that's gonna take some shots. You know, Baker might be a little too risky. You know, that Brett Favre syndrome, trying to go for it too much, but. If Tyrod's not going to take the shots, they're not going to score. So, you know, I'll just go for it and start him.
Yeah, I think if you take someone number one overall, there's no way they don't start. I don't care what position it's in. If you take someone number one, quarterback, running back, receiver, you have to start them, man. That's the number one draft pick. You have to play them. But you brought up a great point. You said you feel like Sam Darnold's the only quarterback that's NFL ready, or he's the most NFL ready. And the thing that's funny about that is – out of all the rookie quarterbacks that were drafted, he's the only one that earned a starting position. He's the only one that's going to be starting.
He's the only one that's going to be starting.
Josh Allen in Buffalo surprised me.
But then again, his competition, I don't really feel was all that.
Well,
who's with the Jets?
McCown over there.
McCown's over there.
He's the backup. They had Bridgewater, but they sent Bridgewater out.
Teddy was the best quarterback over there. Yeah, let's keep it real. Exactly. But, you know, what kind of message you want to send your rookie in? Mm-hmm. On some management, you know, management probably like, they show faith in him.
Yeah,
you know, because if you ship somebody out, you're telling you're our guy. We took you number one. This is the number one market in the country. You're our guy. And, we're gonna ship Teddy out, and the job is yours.
And exactly,
McCown's gonna mentor you.
And as much as football is about the physical aspect about it, the mental aspect means just as much. And if you do that for one of your rookies, you don't have to have them watching over their shoulder. You show that, hey, we're trusting in you. You're our guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're more likely to go out and ball for you, man. Yes. So I'm excited to see what they do with that. I'm all surprised that Josh Allen didn't win the starting job in Buffalo, man. That is crazy. They got Peterman.
He was good after week two. And then that week three game, he just looked,
Yeah.
And Peterman is really going to start. You have to throw Josh Allen in there. Buffalo, I don't know what you guys are doing. You just got to throw him in the mix, man. You got LeSean McCoy, Calvin Benjamin. Yeah, throw him in there because I have Calvin Benjamin. I have to eat.
Peterman do for you? Nothing.
What is Peterman going to do?
Nothing at all. But I want to get to my boys now, Arizona Cardinals.
Josh Rosen is not ready.
He's not ready. Well, he's not starting.
He's going to play. Because Sam Bradford is going to be hurt by week three or week four.
Why you got
so Josh Rosen is going to play, bro. He's going to play.
Josh Rosen, in my opinion, he has a lot of upside in regards to, in a couple of years, Josh Rosen is going to be that guy. And it might even happen with that run game. Quarterbacks are successful based off of their running game as well. Yeah. That's why Dak came in and balled out so early on, because they had an amazing running game. We in Arizona have a good running game. So I'm looking for big things from Rosen. I don't want Bradford to get hurt, but if he does.
Rosen really want to play football, though?
Hey, we're going to find out.
He got a little smart mouth, though.
He's just one of those guys.
He's very opinionated, our new generation is millennials, so.
But he wants to
play. I don't know if he really wants to play football.
He wants to play. I'm sure he was already rich before he came to the league. So
all the intangibles are there, though.
Yeah.
You know, so he's going to go through that playbook because he's a smart guy. So he's going to run through that playbook. It's just a matter if he wants to play football.
That, to me, that was the steal of the draft, man. Mark my words, a few years from now, we're going to replay this, and that was the steal of the draft.
I'm about to take it somewhere. You're going to be shocked.
Hold on.
Lamar Jackson, I don't know, brother.
Hey.
I like Lamar Jackson, but
hey,
I don't think it's going to pan out.
Listen, man, listen.
It's not accurate, bro. You have to be able to throw the ball in this league.
But he hasn't had the proper development, man. Now that he's in the NFL and they're like, hey, man, this is – you can't look to run all the time. And they're actually going to be developing. When he was at Louisville, they didn't care. Hey, if you want to run. They just wanted to win games. They didn't care about really developing him and, you know, helping him be their guy. They weren't paying him. No, they want him to win. So if he has to run every play to win, they're cool with that. But the NFL is a different story. Hey, we need you for the long term. So they're going to make sure they develop him. I like Lamar Jackson. I think he has a lot to prove. He has a chip on his shoulder. And I think
I do, too. I just don't know if he can be a starting quarterback in this league.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna find out too, because Flacco's about to be gone. He's about to be out of there.
See, that's the thing. I'm like the opposite on that. I don't think Joe Flacco really has anything to be worried about right now.
Oh no, he doesn't.
Not right now.
And he's done. He got his money. He got his ring. He could care less. You know, he's not really too concerned. I mean, that in my opinion, Joe's about to, you know, hang it up real soon. Back to Rosen, man. I had to give a shout out to Christian Kirk, man. He's another rookie who
I think he has
some upside, man. And I think if he follows Larry's lead, man, and just learns how to be a pro, that he can make some noise early too. Like, I mean, like this season early.
Oh yeah, he's gonna make some noise.
Yeah,
it's too much speed.
So shout out to Christian Kirk, man, for sure. Well, I mean, the rookie class, I wish them all the best of luck, man. I hope that...
Shout out Calvin Ridley. Watch out.
Oh, yeah, Calvin Ridley going to be a beast.
Watch out for that slot. Yeah. That slot position.
There's some people out there that's going to ball for sure, man. So, the rookie class, you know, we always have those surprising people who just come out the woodworks and just tear it up like Kamara did last year. This year, I can't really pinpoint who that guy is going
to
be.
It's going to have to be Saquon.
Yeah.
He's the one set up the best to do it.
Exactly. In a big city, so Big Apple.
So shout out to all the rookies.
Yeah. Hopefully y'all pan out, man. Thursday night, the season's back, guys.
Football's back.
3 days away.
Football is back.
I've been waiting for
this. Football is back.
Hey, so opening night.
The Eagles.
Eagles versus the Falcons. All you
Eagles fans, Rasta and Abdul and Peter Kim, you guys make me sick.
Man. My boy
like Stevie A said, you guys make me sick.
My boy DeRyan is an Eagles fan too. The Eagles, man, they got, who let them win?
They were 7-9 before last season.
So
you know what? Shout out to management with the Eagles.
Oh yeah.
The GM really did a good job. Mm-hmm. Like, they put together a squad just while everybody was just asleep. Yeah, like, out of nowhere. They draft picks and they drafted very well.
Yeah.
And if Carson Wentz can get back to it, you know, we'll see.
You think we're going to have a repeat on our hands?
Oh, no. I don't think so. No. I just think it's going to be a Super Bowl hangover. They're doing a little bit too much talking.
Yeah.
I don't think Wentz is healthy. I don't even think he's close to being healthy. Nah. I would wait till like week 8.
Yeah.
You know, and Foles, it's like, here or there. Alshon Jeffrey's hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Nelson Aguilar, Darryl Sproles is back.
Yeah.
I don't believe in Jay Ajayi. But, you know, but the rest of the roster is loaded. Like, their D-line is legit. Their O-line is legit.
Yeah. That's going to be a high-scoring game for sure, man. Two high-power offenses. Nick Foles is actually playing for a contract. Even if he only plays 2 to 3 games, like, yeah, he balled in the Super Bowl, but that's not enough. If he plays these next 2 to 3 games well, next year when he's a free agent, somebody going to break him off.
So that's
man.
Who you're going with?
What? In the
Thursday?
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles, man.
Oh, come on.
I'm going with the Eagles and Nick Foles.
Not the way Foles has been playing.
Hey, I'm going with the Eagles and Nick Foles.
I have to go with Atlanta.
I don't like their D. I don't like Atlanta's D, man.
You guys are very good, but the most overrated roster in football, probably. But there's a guy in every position. You have one of the best receivers in the league. You have one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He just has to show up.
Yeah.
You know, you have two backs.
Yeah.
Like Matt Ryan, come on, bro. Did that offensive coordinator make you last year?
Hey, Tom Brady.
You have to show up.
Tom Brady took Matt Ryan's heart. Like he'll never be the same again.
The Falcons have a loaded roster. There's really no reason not to get it done. So I'm taking Atlanta.
You're taking Atlanta. Okay.
I'm taking
Speaking
Atlanta.
Of, so what? Who you? What you got for the score? Final score? What you going with?
Yeah, I disagree with you. You're calling high scoring. I think the Eagles are. I don't really think they're ready.
Okay.
You know, so I don't think they're going to put that many points up.
Okay.
I'll say like maybe 34 to like 21.
That's high scoring, man. What the hell? This ain't basketball. Hey, I'm going 35-28 Philly.
That's high scoring.
Yeah, 35-28 Philly, man.
So you got folks putting up 28 points.
35.
Oh, you're going 35.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
35-28. Hey, on the first drive,
who's going to catch the ball?
Nick Foles. They're going to run that same play. They're going to run that same play.
Because I don't see any receivers, bro. Hey, like, where are the rest of the receivers?
They still got Alshon.
Everybody's hurt. He's hurt. So it's Nelson Aguilar and... That's why. Who else is going to catch the ball? Zach Ertz.
I have him in my fantasy league.
Zach Ertz is a bad boy.
Yeah,
he's a bad boy.
He's a PPR machine.
He's a bad boy.
So if you got that game, play that game.
But hey, just like Jalen Ramsey said, we can put a corner on you, dog, and we can make all that go away. We're going to get to that later.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him one day. That guy, I like that guy, man. He got to tone it down a tad bit, man. But, yeah, but I like it.
I don't feel like the Eagles are going to put up, you know, 35. Okay. Yeah, but we'll see.
So, fantasy. Who – you got players on the Eagles. You got players on the Falcons. Who are the must-start players? You said you're going with the Falcons, so who are the must-start players?
Oh, of course, Julio. Devontae Freeman's going to eat.
Yeah.
Julio's going to eat. He might not get in the end zone. Come on, bro. Yeah. But he's going to get his yards. And
what do you think about Calvin?
Mohamed Sanu might do something.
Yeah.
I think Calvin Ridley might sneak in
and
maybe get a touchdown. Okay. Not a lot of yards, but he might just sneak in and get a touchdown because they're going to pay attention to the number one and the number two receivers.
Yeah.
So he might eat, you know, out of the slot. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe at least a buck 20.
120?
At least a buck 20.
120 and no touch?
I think no touch.
So in a PPR, that probably gets you about 12 to 18 points, depending on, you know, what the point per perception is. I need Julio to score, man. Yeah. I got him in the league.
That's the problem I had last year. Yeah. Julio just, man, you got to score, bro.
I think with Philly, man, you got to start Zach Ertz. Mm-hmm. And then I grabbed Ajayi in a couple of leagues, man. He's a star back over there. He doesn't have
Star, LeGarrette. That's a reach, bro.
It's not a reach, man. It's star. Not a reach. As an RB3 or a flex, depending on who your running backs are, if your receivers are strong and you really don't have a good, decent running back, I think you can play Ajayi in.
He's a good start, but when you said star, I'm thinking like, well, he's, you know, a star, one of those superstar guys.
I'm thinking he's going to run for 100, rush for 100, maybe more than that, and he's going to score. That's what I'm thinking of Ajayi.
I don't at all.
The Falcons D is trash. Yeah. They're not that good.
I think I'm feeling like the only must start is Zach Ertz.
You think so?
That's the only must start I see. I would not touch Nick Foles this game.
No, you can't.
After
touch
what
Nick
I saw
Foles.
In week three of preseason, I don't know about Nick Foles.
I think he's gonna ball. He's definitely not a must start though. You know. There's but other their quarterbacks
out there. That defense maybe.
Oh yeah,
that defense. Because if Matt Ryan doesn't come out with his stuff together, it's a couple going the other way.
Oh yeah,
because there's some DBs over there.
Yeah,
there are some DBs over there that could really get in your face and do some things. Their defense is solid, D line is solid. You know, they might get a couple of turnovers.
So who do you let's just talk about the NFL in general, Super Bowl prediction in regards to who you feel like is going to take it
on. Oh, come on. We all know who's going back to the shit.
Don't say that.
We all know who's going back. Tommy, man.
Tommy.
You guys hate it. You might hate it, but we all know who's going back. And that's so annoying. What, 7 straight AFC championship games?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
This guy, you can't deny his greatness. You think Tom's going back?
The only reason I think that Tom's going back is because those guys in Pittsburgh don't want no smoke. They have a loaded roster. They have a player in every position, but they don't want no smoke.
Hey,
that's the only team that can beat them in the AFC.
Yeah, and that
those guys don't want no smoke. They had them last year, had them right there. All they had to do was step on the net, turn the ball over.
I'm glad that you brought that up.
They could have secured home field.
They are my AFC pick.
I know they are
to go to the Super Bowl.
Last year they were too.
Pittsburgh, in my opinion, if once they pay Le'Veon Bell, it's finna turn everything up in Pittsburgh. Yeah. I got them, but who I think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Who you got coming out of NFC?
I have Green Bay. Minnesota Vikings winning the Super Bowl. Man.
I have Green Bay coming out.
You got Green Bay coming out.
Mm-hmm. Let me say something about Pittsburgh real quick. Mike Tomlin. He's a good coach. In front of the camera, he's excellent. He always knows what to say. But the window in Pittsburgh is getting small. Mm-hmm. Next year or two, you guys have to win a ring. If Mike Tomlin doesn't win a Super Bowl with this roster, I'm not going to let him get away with that.
Yeah.
I'm just not. And low-key, if he doesn't win a Super Bowl this year or next year, I'm all for black coaches keeping their jobs. But he might have to go.
He
might have to go, bro. He might have to go.
He got one out of the deal, man. He already got one out of the deal.
It's been like 10 years. He hasn't got another one.
Did he get two out of the deal?
No, he got one. He got one.
Oh, they still have what's his name over there. Okay, so he got one out of the deal.
Yeah, but he might have to go.
Nah,
he might have to go. Yes,
if you win one, you guys, I'm giving you 15 to 20 years. If you win one,
just like Marvin Lewis has to go.
Yeah, no,
a couple of you know that too.
He should have been gone, but Tomlin, he brought one home, so I can't. You can stay for as long as you want.
So why do you think Minnesota?
Oh, Minnesota.
That means you're high on Kirk Cousins.
I am.
You're drinking a Kirk Cousins Kool-Aid.
Captain Kirk is my guy, man. Captain Kirk is my guy. Just look at what he did in Washington. Yeah, they didn't win a lot of games, but if you look at his numbers.
Oh, he's great numbers. A lot of turnovers, though.
He's been, so much. He's been a top five quarterback for the past 3 seasons. In Washington with his best receiver being, at one point it was Pierre Garçon.
And then Crowder.
He got Crowder, Jordan Reed. Now he has Thielen. He has
Kirk Cousins.
Diggs. He Kirk has Cousins Kyle
can, yes,
Rudolph.
Kirk Cousins can play. He just, as long as he doesn't turn the ball over. But yeah, Minnesota's loaded.
You got to think about the team. Think about Minnesota's team. They have a great D. Mm-hmm. They have all around. They got star players at each position. They got
corners.
Star receivers. They got a star tight end. They got Dalvin Cook coming back.
They got two backs. Latavius Murray.
Murray. It's going to be trouble, man.
So is that? Yeah. If Kirk Cousins is really that guy, he should pull that off.
We're going to see Minnesota.
My pick is Green Bay because I just think the world of Aaron Rodgers. I don't know
and
why.
And you think.
I'm emotional. I fall in love with guys, and that's just my guy. I fell in love with Johnny Manziel and his trash.
Jimmy Graham.
Yes, I think that combination is going to work. Man, I think Aaron has a blanket now where he's so accurate, but he breaks out of the pocket. He's so unorthodox. Just throws it up there, and Jimmy got to go get it.
The thing about Aaron, he's never.
I have Devontae Adams having a breakout year. I think he's one of the most talented receivers in the league.
Yeah, I think
he's going to have a breakout
year.
Running back position is very dicey. They don't have that at all.
And
the defense is still very suspect. Mm-hmm. So with Green Bay, it's Aaron or bust.
Yep.
So if you're really the best player in football, like everybody claims you are, including me, you're going to have to just take him to the ship. And Aaron, bro, you haven't been to the Super Bowl since 2012. Like, we need another Super Bowl for you to be one of the greatest all time.
He got to make sure he don't play the Cardinals because we send him home.
He needs
we
another
send him
Super
home
Bowl.
Every time. Every but time.
Yeah. I feel like Green Bay.
Green Bay?
There, yes.
Okay. I mean, Green Bay, they are. Right. Their defense, Clay Matthews, them, they washed up, in my opinion. Man.
How do you feel about Cam?
Woo! Cam
Panthers.
Cam is that guy. Hey.
Cam and the Panthers.
I think that, I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders, but I think that they're going to ball this year. I know Cam for sure is going to ball, man. And I was talking earlier about just Christian McCaffrey and having that dump-off option that, those plays could potentially go for big plays.
McCaffrey's going to do some things. That was a great pickup by LaRon, by the way. McCaffrey's
going to
do some things.
Boo. Nah. But I think Minnesota, man. But Tom, always Tom.
Who else you got that might be able to come out of the AFC besides New England and
Pittsburgh.
I really have nobody else. I don't believe in nobody else. Jacksonville, y'all have a great defense.
Yeah.
But Blake Bortles don't want any smoke.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
So I don't see what you guys are going to do.
I don't know. I mean,
you can only run the ball so much.
Yeah.
Your offense has to be balanced a little bit.
Me, I mean, it would have been like a reach had they not gotten rid of Mac. But now that he's gone, it's definitely the Raiders, they have a pretty decent all-around squad. Well, they had one. Now, I think they done definitely fell off. And John Gruden's is a
It's crazy.
Runner.
A year ago.
Yeah.
A year ago, they were a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they
were. What'd you just say right now?
John Gruden.
What'd you say about John Gruden?
That he's a mastermind.
No,
he
he's not, bro.
Okay.
Oh, no.
We'll find out.
Oh, yeah. Let's get on that. Come
what
on,
you,
bro.
What do you think about Gruden?
You've been gone for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been gone for 10 years, and you get $100 million?
You know what
Come
he's
on,
been
bro.
Doing for 10 years?
Yeah, sitting in the booth watching football.
Analyzing. He's having you come and sit down with me, quarterback. He's been analyzing shit, analyzing players, analyzing
Jay, how do you analyze
years.
Without using analytics? He's analyzing without using analytics. He doesn't even want to fuck with the analytics.
Hey,
you let your best defensive player walk.
It wasn't him. Did you hear him and what
Oh, yeah, he wanted too much money.
Yeah.
They said he wanted too much money. But
you can't pay him, man. I mean, you can't pay him that much.
Well, John Gruden won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Really, those were Tony Dungy's players.
And,
he won
and
a
the,
Super Bowl.
The Raiders,
then he went to Oakland, lost that one.
Love.
And then, what, the next 7-8 years, he didn't even have a playoff win.
Bro, but
and
you had to have 100, seen,
100 mil?
Yeah, because of what he's been doing behind the scenes for these past 5-6 years.
100 mil is too
I'm telling
much.
You. You're gonna find out that Gruden camp.
So as the Raiders GM, that 100 mil. See, I would have gave that 100 mil. I would have gave 80 of it to Khalil Mack and get another coach in order to get. Then rather, because that's what they really did during the offseason. They really chose up. They chose John Gruden over Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
10 years.
Let's just call it black and white.
They did.
That's what they did.
However, they didn't know that Khalil was going to want that much money. Because they offered him that amount, probably about 25
million. Well,
that's
poor management then, because you got to know that. Everybody wants what the next market is.
So do
you
feel like the Bears came up? Or
I think the Bears actually did come up. I don't think they gave up too much.
You don't think they paid him too much money?
I don't think they paid him too much money. I don't think they paid them too much money because they're really not paying anybody else over there.
Yeah.
And they needed something in Chicago to get the fans back. Like, that's one of the best NFL cities.
Yeah.
Like, Bears fans are, they're nuts about their team, and they needed something.
They did, but he's not one of those type of players that's going to come around, change the energy. Of course, he might help you get more wins. He's going to help your D. But he's not one of those players who wants to be in the spotlight, wants the media attention. And if you're talking about, I'm going to improve the city, he's not your guy to do
that. I think he can do that. I think he can do that because he's gonna have a breakout year with Chicago. I think they can do that. Their roster is just isn't good enough to win a lot of games, but at least that's a start. That's a
160. You gotta bring me somebody who's gonna turn it all the way around.
So you want offense? You want to see? Hell yeah!
I'm
not
paying that much for a defensive player.
You want to see points?
No way! Not giving a defensive player that much.
Bro, these guys have to get paid. They play D. Aaron Donald had to get paid.
Aaron Donald, he can change the game. Mack is not really changing.
You don't
the
think
game.
So?
No, he's not really changing.
But
the
he
game.
Plays two positions: the D line, and he plays outside linebacker.
But he's not a beast off the D line.
Oh, I
man.
Think so. I
We're
think
gonna
so.
Find out. Y'all gonna
He made All Pro both positions. Bro.
He did
both positions. Well, shout out, like we said, Odell got his money.
OBJ,
he deserved it.
Hey,
you know?
He did.
But somebody else is gonna come and trump that and get paid.
Oh yeah.
The only thing about Odell. How you going to act, bro, now that you got paid? I think you're about to have one hell of a season.
Me too. I drafted him in the league.
Hell of a season.
He finna go bomb.
If a lot of you don't know this, the first 3 years, ATL, of Odell Beckham's career, he has better stats than everybody in NFL history. First 3 years of his career.
Hey.
More receptions, more touchdowns, and more yards.
OBJ is that guy, man. I'm expecting him to have a big, big season. But
playoff wins.
No playoff wins yet. I mean, bro, he dropped a couple of passes in Green Bay. We have to move forward.
Yeah.
All you have to do is fix him now.
If you want OBJ to do anything, we know that somebody has to get him the ball. Is Eli done? Or does Eli have left in the tank?
Eli still has. Eli has the average left. Like, he'll get the ball there if he gets open. Just the average.
And he will get open.
Eli can still win you some playoff games.
Okay, we're
going to
find out.
To just run that ball.
We're going to see. I'm excited to see.
Deshaun Watson. I'm about to go somewhere. A lot of people don't. I don't think it's going to be the same
you
year.
You don't think so?
I think Deshaun Watson is going to struggle this year. I don't know why. I just think he's going to struggle.
I think
a lot of picks are going to be thrown this year. He's still going to put up a lot of points.
Dabo said that he was like MJ, man. He said, if you passing up on him.
We're going
to
see.
And then he came in and he proved that
to
us, even though he got hurt. So I don't. I think he's gonna have an even bigger year, man.
Year two is what it's all about. Everybody has those first years, and then year two. You
That's
know,
true.
That defense is still good, really loaded.
They got a little better.
Clowny.
Got the Honey Badger over there now.
Watts,
I'm thinking Deshaun's going to do his thing, man. We'll see. They got Hopkins, man, so he got a...
Houston should be
that
okay.
That combo's going to be crazy.
Houston
we'll
should
see,
be
man.
Okay.
We'll definitely see. I'm just excited. Football's back, man. I can't wait. Hey, y'all catch me for a couple Sunday fun days, man. Probably be in Old Town somewhere, you know.
Let's talk about them Cowboys, though.
Why?
Let's talk about these Cowboys.
Man. They're done, bro.
Zeke's about to run for like 2,000.
No, the Cowboys are going to be under 500. They're playing.
Oh, no. You're crazy.
Yeah, they're going to be under 500.
No, you're crazy.
The Giants got better. The Eagles stayed the same. And the Cowboys got worse.
We didn't get worse. We got.
Did y'all make any improvements?
Offensively, we got worse.
Y'all lost.
Just on the receiver.
Jason Witten. And Dez Bryant.
Yeah, now we're going to spread the ball.
Most
we have Allen Hurns.
Accomplished receivers in Cowboys history.
They were old, bro.
They
you know how many
old.
Balls Dez dropped last year?
Who's going to win that division?
Oh, that's a great question. We're going to win that division. Hey, that's the toughest division
Get
in football,
the
though.
Hell
I feel like
here.
That's one of the toughest divisions in football.
No.
We're going to win that division.
No.
The Eagles are about to struggle. The Giants are trying to put their things together. The Redskins are not even in it.
No, Redskins.
Not with Alex Smith. Not with Dip and Dunk.
So if you got Philly, the Giants, and y'all are the third team in that. Y'all the...
No.
Y'all the worst out of those three.
We're not the worst. We're going to win that
division. Y'all aren't better than the Giants.
We're going to win that division. Yes, we are.
How? Where are we at?
Defense, though, our only holding defense is in our secondary. We got some decent linebackers. Our D-line is actually decent. Randy Gregory, our defense is all right. Just we don't have any corners. But you know what? Earl Thomas is coming.
No.
Remember I said that.
No.
Jerry, you have to pull this plug.
They're not getting rid
of him. Don't give him two first rounders, but Jerry, you have to make that happen. Earl Thomas is coming.
They're not getting rid of him.
Earl Thomas is coming. They're going to have to pay him.
I got the Eagles winning that division. I got the Giants, you know, giving them a run for their money. But I think the Cowboys are about to completely fall off. I think Dak and Zeke are going to be highly productive, but I don't think y'all going to win games, man. Y'all might be in close games, but
Oh, yeah, we're going to be in every game.
You don't got nobody who can go make a play for you out there at the receiver position.
Allen
Hurts. Need a first
down. Hurts can make a play.
Hurts is not that
guy. He can
make
a play. We're gonna move the ball around.
Y'all should have tried to go.
Because really, that's how Philly won last year. It was not really like a true number one.
Yeah.
You know, Wentz was just feeding everybody.
They had a killer tight end, though, man. If you got a killer tight end, you can run some crazy offenses, man, if you think about it. Just Ertz.
We got to go get our Thomas, though. We got to go. What about the NFC West?
What you thinking about it? Who you got?
Seattle's
the
trending
Rams
down.
Came
the
all
Rams,
the way
the
up.
Rams.
That defense is
on paper.
Crazy.
The Rams look crazy on paper.
That defense is crazy.
But we just have to see them play.
Yeah, we have to. We got to see them put it all together. They got a lot of stars over there on the defensive side of the ball.
We're talking about Sue Donald. Talib.
Crazy, man.
Ooh, Marcus Peters. Come on,
like,
man.
How are you going to do it? How do you move the ball on those guys? Like, you really can, honestly. But I think. I don't know, Seattle. I think they might be out. The Rams, the 49ers are getting better.
San Francisco might be surprisingly.
We're going to see, man.
Is Jimmy G that guy?
Jimmy G, we're going to find out, man. I don't know.
I think Jimmy G is that guy.
We're going to find out.
I think Bill Belichick did not want to give that guy up, and there's a reason.
Yeah. Jimmy G's. The Cardinals are still finna ball, man. David Johnson finna come back.
Oh, yeah.
Killer.
David Johnson's
their
gonna
D, their, the Cardinals' D, the D-line is ridiculous, man. They're finna ball. Chandler Jones, man. And if
apart
Bradford,
from Peterson, though, that secondary is.
Secondary suspect for
you
sure.
You should have kept Tyrann Mathieu. Should have kept him.
I'm still salty about that, man.
Should've
There's
kept
no
him.
Way you let that guy go, man. There's no freaking way. But
so who's winning the NFC West?
I got to go. My heart is telling me.
The Cardinals.
The Cardinals. But if I'm looking at it. You mean the Rams, man? You got it. The Rams.
The Rams.
The Rams are they can do some.
They're
damage.
They're just loaded.
Yeah.
They're loaded everywhere.
We're gonna see though, man. We'll have to wait and see. Well, next time we will be back with some more good juice for y'all, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in.
Tuning
I'm Stephen
in to
A.
the
Smith.
Show.
This is Max Kellerman.
No, this is Richie A. Smith.
Hey, Jeromeo, man, representing AZ Phoenix. We out here, man. We're going to see y'all a lot.
Make sure y'all come through and get a haircut, man. First Class Barber and Beauty.
Hey,
and
bring your B-Fab. Girl. Bring your girl to B-Fab Beauty Shop.
Support black business, man. That's how we're going to get ahead.
Let's get
it. Support black business. And check us out on Instagram.
Yeah, buddy. IG.
IG, Snapchat.
Jeromeo 100.
Shout out to Revolt Retro for putting this together.
Revolt Retro.
Abdul Howard, my man.
Let's get it in, baby. Hey, support them black businesses,
you know,
man.
And this is open. So if anybody wants to come chat, you know, a couple of blows here and there.
Yeah.
I win every debate. You know,
Negative.
You guys just hit us up.
Negative.
Big Mike, bring your fat tail here, and I'm gonna get
Big
in your hand.
Lord,
St. Lou, you can come get some too if you want some. Brayden White, you can get some too.
If you can talk that shit, then come talk that shit, man. Excuse my language.
Till next time, fellas.
We got one more.
I thought we was running out of topics. Why'd you stop writing topics?
No.
Oh, you wanted us to take a break?
Yeah, I want you to take a break. This is it. The Monday nights. Because remember, we're going to do the Thursday nights.
Okay.
Monday nights. And then we should just do Sunday nights. Okay. Obviously, we can do the other picks. But we'll focus on the main games.
All right.
The highlight games. Yeah, I want y'all to take a cool little breather. Because y'all was gone. That was 24 minutes. Look at that. That niggas is going.
24 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, don't trip. Hold up.
LeBron said we're in the dome.